You're listening to SBS News.
World First Research says restoring Australia's damaged wetlands and coastal vegetation would have the same impact on climate change as taking over 4 million cars off the road. Researchers from Perth's Edith Cowan University have helped an international team of experts pinpoint the volume of greenhouse gas absorbed and released by Australian marine ecosystems. That gas is known as blue carbon, the carbon captured by the world's coastal ocean ecosystems. Oscar Serrano, a research fellow from the Centre for Marine Ecosystems Research at Edith Cowan University, is the paper's lead author. He says despite the protections Australia already has on many of these coastal ecosystems, they're still being lost to coastal development and the effects of climate change. Furthermore, Dr. Serrano says those losses are themselves causing CO2 emissions, an estimated 2 to 3 million tonnes of it every year.
Because these blue carbon ecosystems store plenty of carbon and we are losing them, therefore we are generating emissions from these losses.
Vegetated coastal ecosystems suck in carbon dioxide up to 40 times faster than inland forests due to an ability to store large amounts of carbon in soils. A study earlier this year found extreme climate events damaged more than 8,000 kilometres of marine ecosystems along Australia's coast between 2011 and 2017. Dr. Serrano says there are at least two main potential benefits to restoring the damaged areas.
If we restore these ecosystems that have been lost since European settlement, and in particular over the last decades, we can not only mitigate climate change and also avoid emissions from these two ecosystems, but also there is a potential market in there with carbon credits. There is a potential to engage with investors to conserve and preserve.
Andy Stephen is the Coast's Research Director at the CSIRO, Australia's National Science Agency. He says Australia is estimated to have 10 to 12% of the world's blue carbon stocks, and being aware of that when making policy decisions would have big advantages.
If we were to restore 10% of historic losses in tropical mangroves, that's roughly an area of about 1,150 kilometres square. This would enhance carbon sequestration by about 4 to 5%. So that's a significant increase in terms of accounting for our emissions.
The research predicts restoring coastal areas could also create more than $16 million worth of carbon credits per year in payments from the Australian Emission Reductions Fund and voluntary carbon markets. Dr. Stephen says the research could inspire people to invest in projects protecting blue carbon ecosystems.
There's a lot of interest in offsetting carbon in terms of achieving carbon neutrality. The work that we're describing here today goes a long way to actually giving some confidence in terms of what the value of that carbon is, whether those numbers can be trusted. With a carbon trading price of $12 per tonne, which we report in the paper, the potential for blue carbon projects within Australia alone is worth tens of millions of dollars per year in payments.
Dr. Stephen says the paper could also lay foundations for international cooperation. He says other countries can take the research and use it to create their own baselines for blue carbon assessments. Evan Young, SBS News.